You're listening to the NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, episode 13. It is March 14th, 2021. And today's Hot Drop is coming at you at 10:53 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hope you guys are doing good out there. We are live on YouTube. Please check it out, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. The Dream 34 is the name of the YouTube channel. And also follow me on Twitter, please. NBA Top Shot Drop at DJDev420. We have an exciting night of NBA basketball to cover. Remember, we do stream live on YouTube, and you can join the chat, and I would invite you to do that and come check it out. Let's get this community going. So tonight's podcast, we're going to be looking at Anthony Edwards went off tonight. He is gaining confidence so quickly, and it's kind of a bummer. The Timberwolves probably not making the playoffs here. We're going to look at the playoff picture a little bit, but career high for Anthony Edwards. We're going to talk about that. We also had James Wiseman. I'm just going to touch on that guy. I'm a Warriors fan, so I'm a tad bit biased, but James Wiseman had a fabulous night tonight, and we'll touch on how that went and the playoff picture for the Golden State Warriors as well. Also, wrapping up the podcast, we're going to talk about the New Orleans Pelicans versus the Los Angeles Clippers. They had a game tonight, and the Pelicans rolled all over them. Lonzo Ball continued his fabulous shooting from three-point range, and to Brandon Ingram. Wow. So, hope you guys are doing good out there, enjoying it, getting ready for the next pack drop, and remember, just have fun with this top NBA Top Shot and enjoy the community and the positive energy. And let's get into it. All right, we're into the segment here, and we're going to start off with Anthony Edwards. Woo! This boy is coming. You don't want to put it past him that he's hearing the talk about Rookie of the Year and LaMelo Ball and Manuel Quickly, but man, this guy is no joke. And the big thing you see with basketball is a lot of it's about confidence. And there is no lack of confidence with Anthony Edwards on the Minnesota Timberwolves. They played the Portland Trail Blazers tonight. He scored a career high 34 points. He was shooting threes, he was dunking on people, he was driving into the paint. And the Blazers, they couldn't do anything with him. He's an absolute physical specimen. He's got a number of moments that we do want to take a look at, but let me just highlight some more of the game here. So Ricky Rubio had a great night. He had 15 points, 8 free throws in the final seconds. I'm checking this out off of ESPN.com. And Karl-Anthony Towns had 13 points, which is, it's like, come on, big dog, let's go, you're a cool cat. Lillard, not shocking, 38 points for Portland. And McCollum and Nurkic are still out. Nurkic is rumored to potentially be one of the base moments for the Cool Cats the next, the third series coming up. So you may want to look at the Nurkic there. But this game was absolutely dominated by the big dog. Let me go ahead and look at the box score and just give you the specifics. But explosive night, a number of top shot moments that they could pull from this. One of my favorites was he hit a three And then he started doing the mellow to the head cymbal. And that would be just a fabulous Top Shot moment. But the one that's out right now that we're going to look at in a second here, this bass two moment. Every step you take, get into a new infinity. Let's look at these stats from the game, though. So Edwards, 37 minutes, 12 for 24. He shot a ton of three-pointers, 6 for 14. 34 points for the big boy. He was negative 7 in the plus-minus, but the overwhelming momentum, Minnesota squeaked it out, won 114 to 112 against the Trailblazers. As I told you, Lillard had a fabulous game. 6 for 13 from 3, 12 for 21 on the field goal percentage, 38 points. The thing I like about Edwards is that he really stepped up and, you know, he had the 6 for 14 from 3. He was matching Lillard. And that's, for a rookie, that's a big, big sign. You want to see something like that from your main dude. So let's go here and get a little screenshot. I got this ready for you. Let me pull up. Who do we got? Here we go. All right, now let's get to the Edwards. I'm going to pull up Anthony Edwards, the current moment that was just released in these base packs. It's gone all over the place. If you grabbed one of these a couple days ago at 40 or 50 bucks, you're stoked. I had tried to grab it and had multiple failed, but let's go ahead and look at, ooh, come on, man. It's just violent. And that's over Wiseman. If you really look at what's going on there, Wiseman's no joke either. We're gonna get to him in a second here in the podcast. But this dunk is absolutely violent. So let's look at some of the asking prices here. I'll make sure you guys can see it on the... Let me move that in there. I'm getting... So just so you guys on the podcast, be patient with me. I'm working this, the YouTube channel at the same time here and trying to keep it visually stimulating as well. So let's get into the Anthony Edwards price. Watching that all day and yesterday and in the evening too, and just tons of fluctuation. But good luck with that one is where I'm at. I would try and get in there and watch it. A lot of people are grabbing the low asks, which, you know, 85, 80 right now is kind of around the bottom, but you're looking at 23,000, 30,000, 19,000. And if you listen to this podcast and you follow me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Drop at DJDev420, please like and subscribe the channel. Give me some comments. Any kind of positive energy, super appreciate it. If you follow me, you know what we're looking for here is getting up on the serial number. Do not settle for that base pay. Work your way up on the serial number and see if you can grab something a little bit better. And just remember, it's going to be a factor coming up really quick. It may not be an immediate flip, but I have seen people, for example, today, somebody grabbed a... Let's see, where was it? It was like a 1,000 serial number of this Anthony Edwards for 110 bucks, and I watched him reflip it for 180. And a lot of people are doing that. So if you just have time and you want to get on there and you can see it looking like it's kind of hanging there by itself, and there's a bunch of other higher numbers there, grab that low serial number. Hold on to it, but if you're looking to flip and kind of get some movement going and you're active in that, there's so many positions to be in the Top Shot here, go ahead and relist it, you know, in the middle of that range that it's sitting at. So this is one to get. I mean, at the moment, I could watch it all day and all night, and there's more coming from him. And on Twitter, I tweeted tonight while I was watching this game, the announcer actually said, "Oh, wow, Anthony Edwards is just making Top Shot moments all night tonight." And I'm like, okay, really? We're at that now. Hold on, man. This is ridiculous. Sorry, guys. I just realized what you're seeing. Let me bring this back out here. There we go. There we go. Much better. Sorry. So I'm going to work on that. Getting used to how to work this format here, but that boy is top shot in a way. Anthony Edwards, base set, series 2 dunk. Go get that, man. That's an insane moment. I'll read it to you again. It's not just the athleticism, it's the attitude. Minnesota Timberwolves rookie Anthony Edwards shows no fear, taking off from the 3-point line to run up and plaster a massive slam on the Golden State Warriors January 25th, 2021. So check that one out. And we're going to keep the podcast moving here and probably do a little market searching after the podcast ends and just check out some prices. But I do want to get into Mr. James Wiseman and the way that he's being used by the Warriors right now. You don't have to point out that it is Steph Curry's team, and they're making a run for the playoffs. You know, they're not joking around. This is a push for the playoffs. They're not going for the pick, which I was hoping they would go for a big pick to pair with Wiseman, and then come back next year with a healthy Clay and a new pick and Wiseman in his second year and Steph all fresh. But they're gonna make a push here in the playoffs. And Wiseman is a pickup right now. He had a fabulous night. He's nowhere near the focus of the offense, but he gets so many touches. And it all comes out of the rhythm of the offense. And if they actually focus on him and start really moving the ball through him, which it's coming, it's gonna get really crazy. Draymond's continuing his triple-double parade. Just, I love watching Draymond Green. So fundamental, such a team player, and the intensity. But let's look at Wiseman's stats for tonight. I'm gonna find him. There we go. So he played 23 minutes, which that's for a rookie. I get it, Steve, but come on, get him on the court. He had 16 points tonight. And it all came out of the rhythm of the game, you know, where he was cutting, setting the screens, super fluid, fabulous finishing. But the 23 minutes, it's he cannot get out there and really be able to get his run. So I think looking at the Warriors making a playoff run here, making a little push, you're going to see Wiseman. They're going to need him. He is their best big man. And so what we're going to do here is take a look at, again, the base pack that was just released. These are very purchasable moments for new traders and new collectors. So if you want to get in and grab some moments that have some potential to grow and gain some value, I'll go ahead and just show you the other Wisemans here. You can see this Wiseman has the rising star Wiseman is already exploded. And that was going for a lot lower. People have caught up to this one, and it's just a fabulous moment. A low ask is at 15, and this is a rare moment, so there's not a lot of these. And so you're having the scarcity of it, and the recognition. Look at the moment, too. Woo! Let's watch it. So this rising star set is out of 299, so that's just, I'm telling you, he's a baby still. He barely played any college games due to there was some kind of legal issues and dramas with Anthony Hardaway's coach and at Memphis, so he ended up just sitting out. And I think he is an absolute monster waiting to be unleashed. So you look at this base moment here, and it's going for 40, the low ask. And as we get more collectors and things start going, and you look back on this base moment, this is going to be his third moment on Top Shot. We're way down here at the 13,000, but remember, our strategy is to just immediately start looking up. You can get all the way up here. There's a 48 just right away, but I would just flip it forward. Let's go see what we got. So that 48 actually looks pretty juicy right there. And I might just go ahead and grab this on the stream. I've been really looking for one of these. And that's the thing I love about, you know, if you're paying attention and shopping a particular moment, as I've talked about before, you can really get used to what numbers make sense. And I've been watching the Wiseman. So that 55 is going to sit there. A lot of times I'll click on it and then come back to it. So I'll leave that 55 there. That's only 15 bucks more than that low ask, which is, where was it? Where is it even? Okay, yeah. So it's right there at 13,000. So we're at 7,000 for 15 more bucks. Wiseman is an absolute monster. He's coming and they need him. So I would just get really, really into focusing on him. If we want to just go back and check out his rookie moment, which Top Shot has not unleashed the badges yet. And that's something, especially for new collectors, to be thinking about. Let me get this air going off here. That's at 1,000. And you can see the rising star is being valued for more. I can understand that because we're talking about, oh no, they're not at 299. Why did I say that? 2021. They did it at 2021. So there's 2,021 of these. And there's 4,000 of the rookie. But the rookie is going to get stacked with so many badges that I think the value there needs to be more than the rising star. Even though it's half of the mints, you are getting a, let's just zoom in on that really quick. You're getting such a moment with that. But you're getting your first moment badge, first appearance on Top Shot badge, rookie moment badge. So it's a three star moment, or three badge moment. So that's a no-brainer, man. I would be gobbling up that. I have one of those I feel very lucky to have. And we could take a quick peek at that while we're talking. I'll show you guys a little bit of the collection here. Take you inside. And been doing this for quite a while. This is a prize jewel right there, Amanda. I love this one. Let's go back talking about Anthony Edwards. Rookie moment. First moment. All these rookies, and Top Shot actually posted how rare these 4,000 moments are for these rookies. Fabulous fundamental move. So we got a little bit lost there. We're going to do some more of that on the live stream. But for the podcast, I did want to just touch on the playoff picture here a little bit and get into what the matchups currently are. So if we take a look at this, the current matchups we have for the Eastern Conference are the Philadelphia 76ers going against Atlanta. Brooklyn versus New York. Are you kidding me? That'll be so fun with the way New York is playing right now. Make sure you get your Emmanuel quickly. We did talk about that quickly, rookie. That's another 4,000 moments. It's going to get probably three badges on that quickly, and quickly is just on fire with them getting all that time they just got yesterday. He's getting some starting minutes there. Oh my goodness. The 3 and the 6 seed, Milwaukee versus Charlotte. And so excited to see Charlotte get into the playoffs there and see what LaMelo Ball, how far is he going to go? How high is that guy going to escalate? And as we've seen, if you're an NBA fan, your moments get made in the playoffs. So for us as collectors and getting excited about the momentum of Top Shot in the market, you know, moving to an upward swing again, I think we're moving into the playoffs and grabbing players that are going moments now that are going to be in the playoffs is where you want to be focusing your purchases and your collecting. When we get to the offseason, you can go back and get some of those guys that didn't make the playoffs. But focus on getting some of these players that are going to get some hype during the playoffs. If they have a great game or a good series or really take off, which I think, I mean, I don't know. I would not be shocked if Charlotte gave Milwaukee a run. I'm not going to say they're going to upset them, but I could see that going pretty deep there. Then we got Boston, Miami. Another fabulous series. You got to be looking at Miami taking that. In the lottery down at the bottom, you've got the playing game would be Indiana and Chicago right now. I'm also a Chicago fan, and it pains me to see Chicago pushing like that when you have the draft that we have coming up. They should be positioning themselves to get a pick. They're not winning the East this year, and they have some pieces there, but they need to add to that. Anyways, we got Indiana and Chicago looking to make the play in there. And that would challenge the 8th seed Atlanta, which Atlanta is interesting too. The East is just such an interesting division. Let's get over to the powerhouse now. And I did predict this, that Dallas would make a push. They are currently the 8th seed. I think with the way that Porzingis is playing, if you listen to the episode before this one, I talked about how Porzingis had a fabulous past couple games. He's looking healthy. And Cuban's probably looking to make another move there and add a piece. They do not go into the playoffs empty-handed. He's going to give them some more power. So it's Dallas at the 8th seed playing Utah. And then we've got Phoenix at the 2 seed playing San Antonio. You gotta love the story in Phoenix. Anywhere Chris Paul goes, success. Fabulous leader. I love the leadership quality in Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. Oh my God, what a combination. So they're going up against San Antonio, the 7th seed. Then we got Los Angeles versus Portland right now at the 3 and the 6. So Los Angeles at the 3, Portland at the 6. Los Angeles is going to make a move when they get AD back the next couple weeks. There's going to be a push there. I would look for Los Angeles to potentially trade spots with Phoenix there and be playing San Antonio. Then you got the Clippers, who I just did a podcast about, at the 4 seed playing Denver at the 5. The Clippers are in an interesting spot right now. They also need to make a move. I expect them to before the trade deadline. And I saw them play tonight, and we're going to talk about that game in a second here, the Pelicans versus the Clippers tonight. But very disappointing game from them. Interesting momentum issues, and they need a guard. They need a point guard. So that series, Denver flipped that switch on, and the Joker is no joke. So there's your playoff picture, the play-ins on the West there. Of course, Golden State did not back it up and put themselves in a draft pick position, so they're fighting with Memphis there. I think New Orleans can make a push at 17-22. With Oklahoma kind of nipping right there too. So that's a tight little push for who's going to be that 10th seed to do the play-in. And keep your eye on that. Ja Morant, he definitely wants to get back in the playoffs. So that's where we're at with the playoff picture. And I think for the next part of the podcast here, I want to talk about the game tonight. Brandon Ingram was absolutely amazing, and I'm going to pull up that box score first before I get into the details. The thing that I felt from watching that game was, you know, one of the I don't know, you want to call him an early adopter, but early supporter of Top Shot as an NBA player has been Josh Hart. And Josh Hart has just been balling. I mean, he's playing defense, he's making the right pass, he's setting up threes. He's balling right now, and New Orleans destroyed the Clippers tonight 135-115. And let's get the box score up here for you. I'll slide it up. So you can see Paul George had a horrible night, and I really don't know what to say about him. I've always been a Paul George fan, but 5-for-14 with 15 points. I don't know if he's not healthy. I haven't heard anything. It's minus 24 in the plus minus. Kawhi was 23 points, 9-for-13. He was decent, 2-for-4 from three. But you scroll down here and you look at Zion, 13-for-16. And those are almost all in the paint. Absolutely dominant and unstoppable. And that guy develops any kind of mid-range or three-point shot, which will come. Woo! 27 points for Zion. I think you got a... Let's see, who else? We want to look at Ingram. 7-for-12, 23 points. 6-for-6 on the free throws. 3-for-6 on three-point, 50%. He was plus 21 for the plus-minus. And then Lonzo Ball just continuing his shooting. 7-for-10, 5-for-8 from three-point. 20 points, plus 25 on the plus-minus. And I think that is a moment to check out. Let's go look at our Lonzo. Under appreciated and undervalued. His bro is getting all the attention. And one thing we know about Top Shot is when everyone's looking over here, if you can kind of swing over here, you're in a good spot. So we see the Lonzo low ask is at 35. That's going to be a bottom. I always know it's a bottom dweller, right? You look down here, it's like, ooh. All right, 11,000. But you just scroll up a little bit, and you're already at, whoa, $5 more. You're at 8,000. And so what I'm doing here is looking at any of these top serial numbers, just start there. And go, all right, what am I comfortable? What am I comfortable paying? There's 515 for $100. 120 for 456. So I would just click on this 515. And I'd let that sit there for a little bit. And then I'd just go check out the market. And these are all at 40s, 35s. Somebody got a 5,000 for $40. But this is a 515. You're up at the top there. And the serial numbers, if you know, if we're listening to this podcast, the Hot Drop is all about securing a low serial number to increase that rarity and the uniqueness of your moment. So I want to thank everybody on the podcast side for being a little patient. I know the earlier episodes of the podcast were trying to move a little quicker. And since I've added the YouTube here, we're kind of using the visual. I'm going to get in rhythm with this, but I really do appreciate all the listens, the subscribes, and sharing. Please add any comments and likes. Remember, follow me on Twitter at NBA Top Shot Drop at DJDev420. Subscribe on YouTube, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, The Dream 34, which is also my Top Shot username. And we will have an episode really soon where we'll go on to moment ranks and a value market and look at how to use that tool to look up moments and look up accounts. So that's going to wrap up the podcast. We'll hang out here a little longer on the YouTube live stream and check out the markets and moments that I'm looking at. And we will see you tomorrow. Enjoy it.